Victor Echo 7, Charlie Quebec Echo Mobile.
McDowell 7 Lima Echo Tango Mobile. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Hiroshi. VE 7 CQE Mobile.
And good morning to you, Charles. And how are you doing on a lovely looking Monday morning, VSFLT?
Not too bad. Just on my way into the site. Came in yesterday to shuffle some things around. I got a text message from the general super saying, okay, certain things are not the way they should be. You're missing certain things. And I was like, okay, yeah, but part of the contract is that your foreman's supposed to supply those. He's been told 3 times he needs to get them, and he hasn't yet. So don't be giving me crap for your short-sightedness. So we'll see today how that pans out.
I understand. If somebody else is not fulfilling their job, doesn't mean that you should be the one getting in trouble.
Exactly. I can't put out what I don't have.
Yep, I understand. So, oh well. Hopefully the day will go smoothly for you and things will fall in under your plans.
Yeah, roger that. How do I put this? The general superintendent seems to try to treat me like an employee, and I'm not. I'm a contractor, so I can very simply tell him to go pound sand and go hire somebody who'll charge him four times as much.
Yeah, sometimes just that the position does help, where it's at and what can be done, so, and knowing what the consequences can be for both sides.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I got that little piece of, how to put it, advantage in my back pocket, which is, you know, anybody else is going to charge four times as much as I do, and go ahead, the owner of your company will not be that happy, and I know the owner too, so it'll be like, why are we going to be paying four times as much for this? Why can't you just cooperate?
Yep, I understand. You do what you can, and you get yourself in it. You create a good position for yourself. That's the big thing.
Yep, so anyway, nothing major. I just, this particular site superintendent, well, the general superintendent of the company is the one that read me a new one for not coming in my fault. The site super is the one that I've been telling four times what I need and hasn't done it. And, it's his first time as a site superintendent, and he's only, like, 27, so I get it that he's green. So maybe today is the day that somebody verbally smacks him upside the head and tells him, hey, you know, this is part of what you're supposed to be doing, so get on it.
You know, it's like you can give people a little bit of slack for some time, but then at some point you gotta reel it all back in and go, hey, let's get back to where the line is supposed to be. Let's get this done. So, yeah, I've been there, done that.
Yep, copy that. Well, and again, he's, how would I put it? Late 20s to early 30s people fail to realize I'm Gen X, baby. I'm from the IDGAF, the DILIGAF, and the FAFO generation.
Understandable.
Anyway, it's been a great drive-in so far, man. No problems with traffic at all. We've just been flying.
Yeah, Mondays seem to usually cooperate quite a bit. I find Tuesdays and Thursdays are the busy days in my mind.
Yep, been doing a $120 since Abby, so hey, that's pretty good. No slowdowns either, so I like that. Now, but I'll only do that on the way home, even once or twice. I'd appreciate it. Hi.
I understand, yeah. Some days it's just like, what is going on? And you get to the other end of it and there's like no obvious reason.
Yeah, in the back of my mind I have the little old lady from Pasadena playing whenever that happens. The little old lady up front doing 60 or 40 in a 100 zone. And so I just sit back and chuckle. It frustrates the heck out of me, but it's like, okay. If I believe that there's a little old lady up front that's just taking her time, then I can at least somewhat justify it.
I totally understand, yeah. Yeah, I know. It's like there's got to be some reason, and it doesn't make the most sense when you look at it. And it's like, well, we'll have to make up a reason and at least try to keep ourselves satisfied.
That's the only way you can stay sane sometime, right?
Exactly.
How's everything on the 99?
Nothing unusual yet.
Yeah, we'll be working there after this project. We have a widening to do from 16 down to the 99.
16 Ave around that area?
Yep.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I know with you on the job, it should be going smoothly.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lengthy, quite literally, lengthy project to add a lane in either direction from 16th to the 99.
I guess I'll have to pick a different route when I'm going to the hockey games then. That's one of the good ones usually, but if it's going to be under construction, maybe I'll have to reevaluate that end.